listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So,
hi everyone, this is Patrick. Welcome to DMTF, Don't Mention the Foosball podcast, episode 42. This is a season preview slash season preview quiz, but we are already a few weeks into the season, so apologies. Yep, I'm on my own today as your host, but I do have a few brilliant guests. First, Maria from Berlin, regular. Hi.
Hi. I don't know about brilliant, but thanks. Nice to be here.
Yes, yeah. Always nice to have you. We also have Ed from the WhatsApp group, North American WhatsApp group, a return guest. Hi.
Hi, thanks for having me back.
And first time guest, also from the North American WhatsApp group. He is known as Selecta on YouTube.
Yeah, that's right. And not just the North American WhatsApp group. We are the first official fan club from Hertha in North America. So I wanted to make sure I point that out. And I wanted to shout out all of our compadres and listeners and other companions from the Hertha North American group, especially our president, Mr. Brian. Hey.
Yes. Yeah, good shout. And I'm seconding that motion. Hi to the North American group and everyone else on the planet who might be listening to us. This is insane when you think about it that way. Okay, quiz time. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Ready, born ready.
All right. Okay. It's about the same format as last time. We will have a few different sections. So first up, we will start with the Bundesliga and the other leagues for last season. Okay, so Bundesliga 19-20 season. Question number one for 1 point. Robert Lewandowski finished top scorer last season with 34 goals. Okay, as we all know. Who finished second for 1 point?
That's right. Throughout Europe, right? Not just Bundesliga.
I'm sorry. Only for the Bundesliga. Who finished the second scorer in the Bundesliga last season? Ed is having some connection problems. Did you want to say something?
Oh, I just said I have no idea. I'm going to do horribly on the quiz this time. I'm not feeling very optimistic.
It's all right. It's all right. Not a problem. So question number two. Who got the most yellow cards last season in the Bundesliga for 2 points? The most yellow cards.
I forgot. I think it was a new record, wasn't it? But I don't know who it was.
That's possible about the record. I don't know. It might be.
I think there was someone who got a really high count.
Somebody on Frankfurt.
We have a loud breather right now. Maria, you adjusted your mic? Okay. All right.
I don't know. I don't know if it's me.
No, that's okay. It might be me.
We can all just hold our breath and then we can figure out who it is.
All right. Okay. So okay. Question number three. Which goalkeeper, again in the Bundesliga, saved the most shots all season for 2 points? So in the Bundesliga, which goalkeeper saved the most shots? 2 points.
Who got relegated down? I'm sure it was from that team.
Okay, so question number four. This is not about last season, but it's still related to the Bundesliga. Which teams did RB Leipzig consider taking over before choosing SSV Mark Ranstedt? There are three teams that they seriously considered taking over a few years ago. Name me one of them for 1 point.
I remember this because I was living in Leipzig when this happened.
Okay.
Look at that, insider knowledge.
Yes. Okay, question number five for 1 point. Last season, 982 goals were scored in the Bundesliga. German players scored the most of them, about one-third, with 344. Which country scored the second most goals in the Bundesliga for 1 point? The players from which country in the entire league which of those countries scored the second most goals after Germany in the Bundesliga last season? That's for 1 point. So the total for section one should be out of 7 points.
Mm-hmm.
Section two, let's turn back the clock a few years. During last quiz, I had a few questions about the semifinal, Germany against Brazil, one of the most enjoyable games of my life. This time, it is the final itself, Germany against Argentina, a 1-0 victory. All right? And that's not the question. The question, number six, for 2 points. All right. Where was the game played? I'm going to give you 1 point for the stadium and 1 point for the city.
Right. Oh, that's, I was prepared for everything, but not the city. And even the country loses. This is so embarrassing. I can tell you everything about that final. Who crossed the ball, who scored, what minute, everything. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, thanks. This is the best kind of reaction when you create a quiz and you see people just go, whoa! It's such a kick. It's awesome. Okay, so question seven. One player had to be subbed off due to a head injury at the 31st minute.
Uh-huh.
Who was it? For 1 point. Which player had to be subbed off due to a concussion at the 31st minute?
He was on the cover of Elf der Freunde. There's a big interview with him not that long after the final.
Yeah, and he didn't remember anything from the game, right? If I remember?
Jesus. Yeah, no, he remembered nothing.
My God, poor guy.
Yeah, apparently during the game, or just before he was subbed off, he asked the ref or someone, is this the final? So yeah,
yes.
He was pretty confused.
I was going to mention that in the... when I was going to give the answer, but yeah, he came up to the ref, and then the ref told the captain of that team, I don't want to, you know, give any clues, and then he was subbed off immediately. All right, okay, so question eight for 1 point. Who came in for that player? Who replaced that player, the one who got subbed off?
That one I do not remember.
It's a bit of a surprise because that's not how I remembered it. Okay, so question nine. I'm going to need a number here, and plus one or minus one is good. So I'm going to ask you, question number nine, at which minute was the winning goal scored? So if you want to say 90, well, either 89 or 91, you will get the point. So that's for 1 point. All right, at which minute was the winning goal scored? Question number 10. After the game, three German players retired from international play. Name all three. 1 point each, maximum of 3 points. So after the match, three German players retired from international play. Name all three.
All right.
Ed is still deep in thought.
I've got one. I'm trying to think of the other two, but yeah, I'll just settle for the one.
You will.
I already know I'm coming in. This is where we needed Simon because I need to...
You were giving the answer away.
No, he would come in last. That's what Ed was saying, which is mean.
Well, everything will be okay for the next quiz. All right. So
I'm doing horribly, so I can admit it.
Well, I mean, it's Friday afternoon, so you know, don't feel bad about having your brain turned off.
Yeah.
It's all right. Okay, so now we can move on to the next section. Okay, the previous section, the one about the final, was out of 8 points. Okay, so next section was Hertha last season, so 19-20. Question 11 for 1 point. It's a true or false. So Simon would do better than the other question on this one. Okay, so true or false. Last season, Marco Grujic finished fifth in the entire Bundesliga for players with the most fouls committed. He finished fifth. True or false? In the entire Bundesliga last season for 1 point. All right.
Just watching him play. will tell you everything about if it's true or false.
Yeah, actually, he played against Arsenal yesterday in the for Liverpool in the Carabao Cup, and Arsenal won. Woo! Yeah,
maybe because Grujic kept jogging back after losing a ball.
I don't think he got any yellow cards though yesterday, okay. Which was surprising.
Though it's funny now that we're supposedly signing what's his name from Lyon, that you know Liverpool is all of a sudden saying, "Oh no, Grujic is for sale." You know, he's for sale.
Hey, please take him back. Please take him back.
To be honest, I would welcome him as long as he plays like how he played under Dardai. I'm completely fine with him.
Yeah, so no, I agree.
If we maybe have enough subs or rotational players that are more or less one-on-one skill-wise replacements, then yes, join a rotation, get into form, and show up when you are in form. So,
no, I wouldn't mind, but he
not for 20 million.
No, yeah, exactly. And he seemed to have regressed. You know, he went worse and worse as the season went on.
But Bruno Labbadia still started him, and that is a sign because he wouldn't just start anybody, and he didn't have any plus points with him. So Bruno saw something in him.
Yeah, I agree. And last season was just a struggle on so many levels.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So next question, number 12 for. Okay, I'm going to need two names. So half a point each name. 1 point for both. Name two of the three Hertha players who got the most yellow cards last season. I don't want to be, I don't want to give any tips, but we mentioned one of them a few seconds ago. Okay, yep, so
that is given. So two out of three names. We write down three names, or we write down two names.
Oh, you can write three, but okay. If you you can only have 1 point for that question. So, Okay. So question 13. It's all about the numbers. This question: Lukas Klünter is the 13th player in Hertha's history to wear number 13. Wow. So for 1 point. Name one of the other 12 players who wore number 13 for Hertha at any point in time.
Oh, that is so mean.
Oh, that is.
And sorry. It's my favorite number, and I actually should keep track of that. But
well, yeah. That's why I know it. That's also my favorite number. And there used to be a player who was my favorite player at that time who wore number 13, so I got a name.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there are 12 of them. I could give you tips, but I think you guys are okay, except no, Ed, who is suffering in silence.
Because I can remember people who wore 12. I can remember people who wore 14, but not 13.
Well, I mean, if you find a number 12 and you find a number 1, well, 12 plus 1 is 13. You won't get any points, but, you know, maybe you will feel better.
You'll get an applause.
It's funny, Ed, before we started the quiz, I think you mentioned him when we were just talking.
Yes.
Maybe you, that's the one I wrote down. Maybe you remember, and just a tip for you.
It's not a super easy question, so I'll let it slide.
Well, the other player that I was thinking about was a player who was on the squad at the same time, who I was thinking that was either 12 or 14. I can't remember now.
Right. Stocker.
Yeah, exactly. Or Ronny.
Or Ronny, yeah.
Okay, so question 14. For 1 point. Two Hertha players scored a known goal last season. Name me one of them.
Oh, that's so easy because it still hurts today. In Gelsenkirchen. Oh, no. We could have won that game. That wasn't that like the most curious thing to ever happen to a sports team? That many own goals in that short of a time, back-to-back games. It's just crazy.
I remember one of those own goals, but not the other one. So two Hertha players scored an own goal last season. Give me one of them for 1 point. Question 15. After Germany, which country brought the most players to Hertha in its entire history? Germany brought the most players to the team, obviously, but who is number two? Which country brought the most players to ERTA and its history? For 1 point. Okay. Question number 16. That's a bit of a weird one. Last season, there was a weekday in which ERTA went undefeated. 2 wins, 4 draws, 0 losses. Which day was that?
Like when the streak ended?
Nope. In the entire season, there was a day out of the week. ERTA didn't lose on that day at all in the entire season. Which day is it? If you don't know, you have 1 chance out of 7. So, you know, Simon will have a chance, I guess.
It's probably something like Wednesday, because we only played Wednesday about 4 times or something like that.
I cannot say anything. So yeah, their record for that weekday was 2 wins, 4 draws, 0 defeats.
Out of how many games?
Out of 6. No.
Okay. There you go. Well, it can't be Saturdays, guys. Yeah.
I was going to say, you only have 6 days to choose from.
So yeah, 1 out of 6. Okay, so question 17. Which ERTA outfield player, so not a goalkeeper, played the most minutes in Bundesliga matches? So excluding the Pokal last season, which ERTA outfield player played the most minutes in Bundesliga matches last season for 1 point?
All right.
Question 18. So that's not necessarily about last season, that one, but past 11 season. So check this out. Question 18 for 1 point. Since 2009-2010, who was the youngest player to make his debut at ERTA? Who was it? Since 2009, who was the youngest player ever, quote-unquote, to get on the pitch during a game at ERTA? With ERTA, I mean, for 1 point. Since 2009. That's you know the name for sure, but it's a tough one, I'll admit.
All right.
Question 19. This question is another plus or minus one, like the one for the World Cup final. How many goals in the Erste Bundesliga do Arne Meyer and Santiago Ascacíbar have between them? So combined so far in their careers. Okay, both combined in the Erste Bundesliga. How many goals do Meyer and Ascacíbar have together? Plus or minus one.
This is going to be the saddest statistic ever.
Well, we're not talking about Lewandowski here, let's say, for 1 point.
Even though Arne has supposedly this amazing shot, and he used to shoot a lot more when he was on the youth squad, but ever since he came to the professionals, he has not really shown it much.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you think he's going to leave?
Yes, I think he's going to leave. I think he's going to leave because, first of all, it's not as much as we love him from being a booby and everything. Mm-hmm. If you look at his career, it looks like most of the time he has been injured or trying to get back into form. And he is now, 21, 22? It's just he wants to play, but he's always injured. And with him stepping out of line so many times, it kind of cuts into the same wound that Lazar Samardžić left. And I think that we really want to assemble a team of players that want to win, that want to be there. So if he is repeatedly saying, oh, I want to go, without, you know, looking like professionally at what playing time he should deserve for his form or whatever, then we're just going to send him away and find somebody that is more motivated. It's just what it is.
I agree with the reasoning. Yeah, I just don't know who's going to take him because he has been hurt so much, and he played as much as you would expect. So I think he would have to take a step down. He wouldn't be moving up like I think he thinks he should.
He would probably end up in, if he doesn't stay in the Bundesliga, he would probably go to England and find himself in like a Norwich City or like somebody that's in danger of a Fulham or somebody that says, hey, if he's in good shape, he can help us. And if he's not in good shape, then he's just like everybody else on his squad.
Yeah, that could be. Maybe he needs a new start.
Well, Leeds have €20 million to spend now.
I mean, they do, though. Like, what did I see? Leicester bought a 19-year-old for 25 or 30 million this morning, a defender from some French team, where I'm like, nobody spends that much money on a 19-year-old unless it's Messi or Fati or Neymar, you know?
Well, I mean, Arsenal bought William Saliba from Rennes or Lyon for a crazy amount, and he is only 18, I think.
Yeah, that is a actually a development that Pret countered harshly on Kicker this morning on an interview. It's like, it looks like nobody understands that we are currently going through a humanitarian crisis with this pandemic. Everybody is still asking clubs to pay horrendous fees, 30 million for a 21-year-old from Lyon. Like, everybody just, I think Pret is going to be very harsh and be like, hey, if you don't want this offer, which is a substantial good amount, and you want to ask for crazy monies, then you just, no. We rather take a whole nother season in the midfield and attack next season for y'all to understand that we are not here playing crazy with this money that Tenor gave us. So I think
I agree.
All right. So, okay, last question before the who am I section. So this is a doozy. This is a big one. Question 20. There's been this entire saga about, you know, shirt sponsor and all that stuff. So for 6 points, one for each, name me six shirt sponsors that Hertha has had in its history. I think there are 12 or 13. Give me six of them. For 1 point each, maximum six. Yes, that's one.
Yeah, I'm wearing a jersey, and the people listening can see. So I'm in the camera. I have a old school black and red striped Deutsche Bahn Hertha jersey. I think, what season was this? Was this
the red 12? And black? Those stripes must have been 12, maybe.
It doesn't have Fahne Pur. It's still the circle. So I guess that was before 2010, right?
Oh, okay. That's older than I thought. Okay.
No, not before
2009, 2010.
Or 2010, 2011. One out of those two.
Yeah, one of those. I think Fahne Pur came in 2012.
Yep.
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So it must be before, just shortly before, I think.
11. It was, 12, 13. Because I bought the shirt. I have a John Anthony Brooks shirt from the season we got promoted back to the Bundesliga, because that was the year I graduated law school. And yeah, that was the first one.
There was 13, yeah. The second time we got promoted.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, Ed, would it be possible for you to switch to your cell phone data? Because you're breaking up a few times and you...
You like Grujic, man. You're bringing down the quality of the team.
It's possible that I could just get...
I'm sorry.
Let me get rid of my AirPods and see if that...
All right. Well, he's at a disadvantage now, so let's just keep going and we just grab the point.
Yeah, let's grab it. Let's give a few more questions.
Well, but since he's off, actually looking at number 20 was really interesting because we had a quite interesting bunch of sponsors from like all over the place, right?
Yes.
Pretty cool. There's some, of course, that I'm sure you guys remember because they're on those iconic jerseys back when Pritz was still playing and everything. But which one is y'all's favorite sponsor this far? Like, I have six that I know we have, so there's no cheating.
Remind me of that question when we give the answers.
Got it.
How about that? Okay, I don't want to give anything away, and I want to, you know, I want the people who are listening to be keep the suspense.
Surprise. Keep the suspense going. I love it. Yes.
I didn't catch what Ed said. Did he say that he would try on his phone or?
Yes, I think so. But either way, the important part is that he's fixing it right now. So.
Okay, but the problem is, okay, I don't know if Zencaster won't pick it up anymore if he is.
We'll see. Currently, he's flatlined. Hopefully, yes. He's okay.
I don't think that's its that's his heart, that the line. So yeah.
There's no one-on-one correlation. Also,
give me more time to think about this question. I only have five.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
But I've been a fan for 11 or 12 years.
Wow.
And I'm only 32, and I didn't. I don't know the old ones. So, yeah.
Well, since
we're Deutsche Bahn for a very long time, so
yeah. Since there is a little bit of downtime, I can say that I actually have not been a fan for too long of Hertha. I am super into Hertha, but I am a German-born. I grew up just on the outskirts of Berlin in a wonderful place called Birkenwerder on the north side in the Soviet sector. But my family left Germany when I was very young, after I had just made my starting appearance in the starting 11 for Grün-Weiß Birkenwerder. The most promising right back at the age of, what was it, 5 or 6 years old. But yeah, I actually grew up in the Caribbean, down in Belize in Central America, and we didn't have dial-up, or, well, we got dial-up pretty late, and soccer never really played a big, well, I played a lot, but I never really followed the Bundesliga like that, and I actually just got into it when I went to Berlin to do my master's in 2011. And ever since then, I was, you know, I came to Berlin and I was like, all right, time to go watch some Bundesliga soccer, which teams are available. And I was like, oh, only Hertha plays in the Bundesliga. Let me go there. And then as it happens with so many, you know, Cupid struck me.
That's how it happened for me as well.
Yeah. Cupid struck me right
in
the heart.
I moved here and then.
Yeah, well, yeah. I repatriated home, let's put it this way. But yeah, it's so my knowledge on Hertha, unfortunately, even though I'm old enough to could have experienced Marcelinho and all those great moments, I was in the jungle chasing after, you know, wild animals or so. But yeah, nonetheless, nonetheless, I'm such a big fan that I also wanted to create content in English for similar to what this podcast is doing. So last season in the winter break, I started my project of Fan Talk. I have a YouTube series for whoever is interested in following me there. Currently, I have a young daughter, two young daughters. So I'm a girl dad, and the youngest one is now 5 months, and they have not let me have the time to do my YouTube series. But very soon, when I'm able to put them down and have them play with each other and occupy their time, I will start it back up because it's a lot of fun and a lot of good feedback. And Hertha needs more English listeners and North American fans, and we need to expand our reach over here. So I'm just trying to do my part in achieving all that. Yeah.
We approve.
Yeah, that's cool.
Certainly. Yeah. Very cool.
Can you hear me for real now?
This should work. Okay. Try again.
Yeah. Is this working now?
Yep. Perfect.
Yep.
I don't know why.
This is good.
Twice, but I just quit everything and relaunched. So.
Okay. Okay, we'll see what we can work with. We'll figure it out. Okay, so I guess that gave us a few minutes to think of the shirt sponsors.
Yeah.
everyone is okay with that question?
Sure.
Yeah.
I have a few bonus questions. So we've been talking about shirt sponsors. Who was the sleeve sponsor for Hertha last season?
Mm-hmm.
Who was the sleeve sponsor for Hertha last season? It's not going to count out of the total, but if you know it, you will get an extra point. All right. So that the Hertha section is out of 15 points. Okay, and I have another bonus question because I didn't know what to do with it. So bonus. Okay, so next bonus question. Who was Wolfsburg manager when they won the league in 2009?
That's an easy one.
It depends on who you ask.
It doesn't look like it's an easy one. Maybe no. Okay.
All right. So who was Wolfsburg's manager when they won the league in 2009 for one extra point? Okay. So we're going to move on to who am I now? So you know how it works. It's the same as usual. Selecta, you know, from last quiz, I describe a career path for one player, and whoever knows it first, say your name.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, okay, and each of these will be worth 2 points. I think previously it was 1 point, but this time 2 points. So let's start. From 2009 to 2011, FC Nürnberg. From 2011 to 2016, Borussia Dortmund. And since 2016, Manchester City. He's played for Germany many times. So, 09 to 11, Nürnberg. 11 to 16, Borussia Dortmund. And since 2016, Manchester City.
Amazing. I didn't expect this player to have played for Nürnberg.
Yeah, I had no idea either.
Amazing.
No. But I mean, if you know.
Yeah, you got to shout it out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, say your name and say, yeah.
Ilkay Gundogan.
Yes.
I didn't really see it. That's who I thought it had to be.
That's the only player that transferred to Manchester City from Dortmund. That's what gave it away for me.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I just was doubting myself when I was trying to remember if there's somebody else.
So, yeah, as soon as you know, just, you know, say your name and say it immediately. This section is all about speed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right. I got speed.
All right. Okay, so question 22. From 2012 to 2015, Arsenal. 2015, 2016, West Brom.
Serge Gnabry, Ed.
Yes, that's correct. 2 points. Well done.
Oh, not bad.
Who is it?
Serge
Gnabry. I didn't hear. Ah, okay.
Yeah. I came up with that name before he scored a few goals for Bayern in the last Champions League, and I was like, yeah, they stole my thunder. Otherwise, it would have been much more difficult, I think, because everybody started. Hey, did you know that he played for West Brom? Blah blah blah. Yes, he did.
Yes, we know.
So let's move on. Okay, question 23 for 2 points again. 2012-2013, Bayern Munich. 2013-2014, Bayer Leverkusen. 2014-2018, Liverpool.
Ed.
Yes?
Joel Matip? No.
Nope, good guess, but nope. Okay, so 2014 to 2018, Liverpool. Yep.
No. I was going to say the wrong answer.
And as soon as I said mine, I knew I was wrong.
Yeah. 2018 to 2020, Juventus.
Hold on.
Say your name if you wanted to give it a shot.
Ed Emre Can.
Yes.
Oh, I just thought that was the same name, but was he playing for Bayern? Jeez.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
that threw me completely off.
Yeah, I mean,
nice one, Ed.
He only made 4 appearances that season. Must have been starting his career. Okay, so.
Well, I don't know anything this time around. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it took me 2 times to get that one right, so.
All right, so next player. This is question 24 for 2 points. From 2003 to 2009, Stuttgart.
Mario Gomez.
Yes.
that was my first thought as well, but I wanted to wait for the second club.
Mine was
well done.
But he stayed longer than 2009.
2009 to 13 was at Bayern, then Fiorentina for 2 seasons, Besiktas for 1 season, Wolfsburg for 2 seasons, and then back to Stuttgart from 2018 to 2020, and then he retired.
I really enjoyed watching that Stuttgart team under Felix Magath, like Kleb and Kurani, and they were just so much fun to watch.
Yeah. I can definitely imagine. I kind of liked Bremen during those years with Özil and Klose, Mertesacker. the spectacular Mertesacker. Still a likable guy, you know. So, all right. So, last question for 2 points. Last player. From 2002 to 2004, PSV Eindhoven. 2004 to 2006, Herenveen. I don't know how to pronounce that in Dutch. Maria, can you help me out?
Yeah, that was pretty good. Herenveen.
Herenveen. Okay. All right. 2006 to 2009, Ajax.
Ed. Yes. Klaas-Jan Huntelaar.
Yes. Nice. Jesus. You're on fire in this section.
That was really good. That was impressive.
Yeah, I don't think you will come in last because of all the extra points. I will come in last.
Oh, no, you don't know how kidding I did with the rest of it.
Well, we'll see.
And then half a season in Madrid, which I didn't know. And then the other half season in Milan. And then from 2010 to 17 with Schalke. And back to Ajax since 2017.
How old is he now? I think he's still playing. Isn't he like 35 or 6 or something?
Yeah, he must be around that.
That's awesome. I really enjoy when players manage to be successful on such a high. Like, I respect all of them, from Totti, Ibrahimovic, I mean, all of the old guys. Even Pizarro. I think in the last episode you guys talked about Pizarro quickly, right?
Yes. She was one of the questions.
Yeah, the most goals against Hertha, I think.
Well, it was. I think it was maybe second most goals by a non-German, third place, like, or something like that. Second or third place. It might have been in the first quiz, though. But yeah, he was definitely part of the. Yes, yeah. I'm trying to remember, but yeah. And Huntelaar is 37.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. He turned 37 on August 12th. And still going for Ajax, still going strong.
Yeah.
Okay, so ready for the answers?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yes, please.
Selector, you're still good on time?
Yeah, it's coming to around that time, but I'm still good at the moment.
Okay. All right, so question one. Lewandowski, top scorer, who in the Bundesliga, who finished second? Anyone knows?
Timo Werner.
Yes, with...
That was my guess as well. Oh, it's right?
Yeah. Yes, that's it. 28, with 28 goals for 1 point. Okay, so who got the most yellow cards last season in the Bundesliga? Any idea?
No idea.
I'm going to say Abraham from Frankfurt.
Good guess, but no, it's Klaus Giaula for Paderborn.
Yeah.
With 17 yellow cards.
Yeah, I think that was the record that I was talking about. Yeah.
Okay. I think it was, he must have been suspended.
I think the previous was 16 or something. Okay. Yeah, suspended 3 times then, yeah.
Jesus.
It's quite a lot.
Easy guy. All right. So, question number 3. Which goalkeeper saved the most shots for 2 points? Any guesses?
I had
Schwolo. I got Gikiewicz from Union.
That's a good one.
Yes, but nope. You mentioned Selecta?
Schwolo, our new goalkeeper.
Nope. Ed, any ideas?
I had Runa.
Okay. Runa finished fourth.
And
the answer was Jan Sommer.
Ooh,
with Gladbach. Yeah, with 126 saves, and Jahrstein had 105.
I had Lukas Hradecký as well originally, and I crossed it off for Runa, but yeah.
Okay. Maybe he finished between, maybe he finished a second or third, I don't know though. All right. Question number 4. Which teams did Leipzig consider taking over before choosing SSV Markranstädt?
Three of them. I have St. Pauli.
Hold on. I have Chemie Leipzig.
It's not there. I think it was mentioned, but not as seriously as the others.
No, they did. I had Sachsen Leipzig, which is the same as Chemie Leipzig, depending on how you want to view it. But yeah, the Sachsen fans, Chemie fans, actually vandalized the stadium when it was. There was a little bit of there was a pretty big fan protest against it.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. I got, from what I could find, I got St. Pauli, I got 1860 München, and I got Fortuna Düsseldorf.
What is Red Bull thinking they can do? Pauli at Düsseldorf? Get out of here.
I know it's weird.
I mean, it makes sense. They are, you know, trendy clubs and they have a nice following. So from marketing standpoint, yes. But from possibility, I mean, anybody that would have did a little bit of research into the fans would have known that both of those are a hell no.
I know. I knew a guy who came up through the youth teams at Pauli, and he told me that he almost wished for them to get relegated back to like the third or fourth division, because then all the tourists would leave and they could go back to being, you know, the neighborhood club.
Yeah, true local club. Yeah, I don't blame him.
This is a sentence that you don't hear often in professional sports.
No.
Gotta respect it.
That's true. All right, so question five. Last season, blah, 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 a ton of goals were scored, blah, blah, blah. German players scored the most of them. Which country scored the second most goals for 1 point? Any guesses?
The French?
I have Poland. I don't know.
Poland was fourth.
I had the Netherlands.
Netherlands is second.
Nice.
So the answer is France.
Yes, I knew it.
Oh, you got that? Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I was just looking at which one of the big teams that scores a lot of goals, where the main players are from, and you have Koeman, Augustin's, the guy from Leipzig. If he was even, was he loaned out already? Anyways, but yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so France didn't have any massive stars, but they had a bunch of scorers. They scored 60 goals. Netherlands scored 50. Austria scored 45, and Poland scored 39. And
so Lewandowski scored almost all of them. Yeah. That's why I said Poland. So I thought maybe it's just him.
And then there aren't enough Poles in the Bundesliga that score goals anymore.
Yeah, Piontek scored four of them, I think, and one guy scored the remaining goal, and everything else. There you go. Okay, so question six, World Cup final. Where was the game played? Any idea?
I have Rio in the Maracanã.
That's right. Exactly, Rio de Janeiro, Maracanã.
Yeah, well done. All right, so question seven.
Is that 2 points? Or?
Yeah. Two. Yeah, okay. Yeah. One for the stadium, one for the city. But I think everyone had that, so 2 points for everyone. Yeah. Okay, so question seven. Who was subbed off in the 31st minute?
Ginter.
Kramer.
Oh, my God, you're right. It was Kramer, not Ginter. Shame upon me. Forgive me.
And I think you said, oh, that one's easy.
I did say that one is easy. I called myself out. Look at that.
So who did you guess? I missed
that. I said Ginter. Same team, but different person. Yeah.
There you go. So, okay, so who came in for Kramer? Any ideas?
I don't know.
None other than the assist giver for the victorious goal. Andrej Rla.
Yes.
I wrote him down first, and then I wrote Götze, because I thought it must have been something important, like someone important, you know, one of them.
I thought Götze too.
But Götze came later,
I think he came in at the, 85th minute or something.
Mm-hmm.
But
he was fresh.
Yes, fresh as a rose. Okay, so question nine. At which minute was the winning goal scored?
I will never forget. Because it involves my favorite number, 113.
Yes, good answer.
I have 114, so I get a point, right?
You get a point. You do.
Well, I had 97th because I had no idea.
Okay,
nice. You at least remembered it was an extra time.
That's I knew that. I remember watching it, but I don't.
Yeah, and the last few minutes after that were pure tension, pure stress.
Oh my God.
Like, please don't get scored on, please.
Yeah.
Question 10. After the match, three German players retired from international play. Name all three, 1 point for each. Go ahead.
I had Klose.
I have Klose, Schweinsteiger, probably.
Schweinsteiger was two years after that at the Euro.
And I guess Podolski as well.
Nope.
Mertesacher. Mertesacker, yes.
And Klose, yes. I didn't write him down because I had Schweinsteiger, but the other one is probably Hövedes.
Nope, it was Philipp Lahm.
Oh, right. Oh, I forgot about him.
Oh, my captain.
I didn't even think of him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Klose, Lahm, and Mertesacker. You go.
That one there.
Question. So 1 point for each name?
Yeah. Yes.
Then? Yeah, okay. Yes.
Okay, so question 11, true or false, Grujic finished fifth in the entire Bundesliga for players with the most fouls committed, true or false?
True.
True.
It's false.
Yeah, false.
He came in second. Oh,
yeah. I just know that he's so tall and he likes to throw his elbows and he's just catching everybody in the face. Every
there
turn.
You go.
Yellow card. Yeah. Elbow to the face.
He got 61 fouls, second in the entire league. Number one was Robert Andrich from Union with 66. So there you go. Okay, question 12. Name two of the three Hertha players who got the most yellow cards last season. So, Grujic, yeah, for sure. One.
Skjelbred?
Nope.
Ooh. I have Darida.
Nope.
I don't know. I have Niklas Stark.
Yes, Stark is the other, yeah. The second one. And the third one. Nope. Good guess.
What? Nothing.
It was Boyata.
Oh, I crossed out Boyata. I thought
I debated between Boyata and Stark, but I guess both would have
center
ended.
Backs, yes, but I remember explicitly the ref saying that Boyata was so good at winning balls without committing fouls, but I guess he had a couple of, yeah.
But that's, I mean, I wasn't sure about that question, to be honest, because the official side of the Bundesliga said that Boyata got 7 cards, but Transfermarkt said 8 cards and with the timestamps next to them. So I figured that was more...
Yeah, probably from the German Cup or something.
Probably. All right, so question 13. Klünter is the 13th player to wear number 13. Name one of the other 12 for 1 point. Give me your names.
Nikita Rukavica.
Yes, that's one of them. Yes.
That's who I have.
Jens Hegler.
Yes, nice. Nicely done, yes.
The one I was thinking of before Maria so kindly helped me, but who I knew was wrong, was Marcel and Jang, who I think was number 12?
I think it was number 8, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was number 8.
I think. Okay, well, then I was way wrong.
Yeah.
8. And which I didn't, something I didn't know, that Schelbred wore number 13 in his first season.
Mm.
So that would have been a good answer as well.
And, so yeah, 1 point for a right answer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you got the Egeler, Schelbred, Rukavica, Mark Stein. You had the Christian Jimenez. You had the Freddy Bobic. That's old school. And you know, a bunch of others that I don't really remember.
Nobody remembers.
It was like 2003 and 97 and 88 and blah, blah, blah. So
yeah,
that's a long way back. All right. So everybody got a point. Well done. Question 14. Two Hertha players scored an own goal last season. Name one of them. Any ideas?
Mm-hmm. I know them both.
Stark, maybe?
Yes.
And Rikic.
Yes, that's correct. I remember Stark's.
Yeah.
And I think it was near the end of the season. And that's such a kick in the balls.
I don't remember it, but I just feel like he scores a lot of own goals. I don't know if that's true, but it's just a feeling.
Good. The female intuition kicks in. Well done. All right. So question 15. After Germany, which country brought the most players to Hertha in its entire history?
Austria.
Oh, this is interesting.
Good guess, but no.
Slovakia.
Switzerland.
Not Switzerland either. Which one?
Slovakia.
Nope.
Ooh.
It's Brazil.
No way!
Yes.
Oh. Rafael, Ronnie, Marcelo, Dani Alves.
Yes. Cicero.
Cunha. Cunha as well.
Cunha.
And Total.
Didn't we have I'm trying to think. We had a bunch of really weird Brazilians who lasted like one season in the early 2000s and then like never played for us again.
That's quite possible. But their total was 16.
Wow.
And the Netherlands had 15, including Zeefuik and
Redan.
Yeah. Yes. And Turkey had 14.
Mm. Wow.
So there we go. We learned something today.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right, so question 16. Last season, there was a weekday in which Hertha went undefeated, 2 wins, 4 draws. Which day was it?
Friday.
Yes.
Golly, I said Wednesday.
Well, actually, I didn't think it was right.
The thing is, they also went undefeated on Wednesday, but they only played 3 games, 2 wins, 1 draw. And that's why I focused on 2 wins and 4 draws.
Yeah.
So you're not wrong, but that's not the answer I was looking for.
But you're not right.
If that can make you feel better.
No, it doesn't. So, yeah. The beer that I'll have after 4 o'clock today will make me feel better. I'll drown my sorrows.
Good call. So yeah, they won against Union and Düsseldorf, and they drew against Bayern, Frankfurt, Schalke, and then Düsseldorf again. All right, so question 17. Which Hertha outfield player played the most minutes in Bundesliga matches last season? Any guesses?
Gjelbred.
Nope, good guess, but...
I had Nicolas.
Boyata?
That's correct.
Boyata?
Yep, Boyata, 1 point.
Oh.
He played 20 more minutes than Grujic, surprisingly. I wasn't sure Grujic played that much, but I guess.
Because he fell out of... Like, wasn't it Klinsmann who hated him?
That's possible.
Very much.
That's why I thought Skjelbred was actually more than Grujic, but yeah.
Okay, so that was for 1 point. Question 18, since 09-10, who was the youngest player to make his debut at Hertha for 1 point? You know the name, I think, right now. I think he is at Dortmund, but I'm not sure.
Really?
Oh, so then I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm wrong, too. Definitely not Nico Schulz. I did not have Nico Schulz on my radar. No, I wrote down Sebastian Neumann.
Oh, okay.
The talented super player that turned out to be not.
Nothing, yeah. So yeah, Nico Schulz at age 17 years, 4 months and 13 days on August the 14th. 2010.
He came in the Super Cup. Personally, since we're talking about Schulz, I personally do not understand why we were not able to hold him. He was such a talented and promising player. Really hurt my soul when we let him go. Then he became national player. And yeah.
Did he want to leave?
I have no idea. I think he left. I thought we sold him, literally.
He was talking to Gladbach.
Gladbach, yes.
Because we had Maxi on that position, and I think Hertha wanted to build on Maxi and not Schulz.
Oh, okay.
Besides,
maybe they want to stay and they get sold like almost against their will, but sometimes they are sick of sitting on the bench and they want to, they want the first team minutes, so they're going to, they're going to leave whether you want to or not.
But the funny thing is he went to Hoffenheim, right? And he was immediately a starter.
Oh, so that's
what's true. The problem? Why was he not a starter for us?
That's a good question. Lots of things we don't know. Question 19. How many goals in the Erste Bundesliga do Arne Meyer and Santiago Ascacibar have between them so far in their careers?
4.
I have one.
One is correct. The actual answer is 0. But since it was plus or minus 1, it couldn't have been minus 1.
Oh, right.
You're good with 1.
I didn't know about Ascacibar. I don't know what he did at Stuttgart or whatever, but Maya is 0. I knew that one. apparently.
He was in the second Bundesliga. So
that's
I thought he scored more than that.
That's why I was specific about the Erste Bundesliga. Otherwise, it would have been something like... Ascacibar scored something like... didn't score a ton of goals, but a few.
I thought he even scored for us. Is he the one that scored and Maya didn't, I assume then, right?
I think so. No goal so far. All right, so last, the big one, shirt sponsors. So tell me what you got.
I have Deutsche Bahn. Right.
Deutsche Bahn, yes.
Teddy. I have Teddy.
Yes.
And Bet at Home.
Yes.
Continental.
Trigema.
Yep.
Very old one.
Yeah, what?
And Continental.
Yep.
Yes.
That's all I have.
Otello.
5.
I have those plus Otello.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Otello, yes. Otello, absolutely. And did anyone say Arcor?
Nope.
I'm mad that I should have gotten that one. That's what's on my son's Hertha jersey.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's bad.
That's bad.
Yeah.
It's all so alcohol early in the morning that we have to drink for Hertha games. You know, the game is at 9:30 in the morning, so we are drunk by 12.
Exactly.
I'm
so if you want to know the list from the beginning, it was the first one in 76 was Automeister. It must have been some kind of a car dealership or something. In 78, Mamp. That's a beer, isn't it?
That's the one I was trying to remember. I couldn't remember the name. I knew we had some kind of alcoholic drink, yeah, but I didn't exactly remember the name of it. Yeah.
80 to 85, Sparkasse.
That's funny.
80, yeah. Yes, it is.
It's very basic, you know.
Yeah, 85 to 88, it was something like called Blub Schröder Gruppe. I found it on the internet. I had no idea. 89, 90, it was a bear, Club 100, whatever that meant. Probably because of the, you know, reunification or something. Yeah. I don't know. Then Trigema, like you mentioned, Maria. Then 93, ABS, Die Profis für Bauentsorgung und Recycling.
It's almost as bad as Union's Kfz Autoteile.
Yes. And then in 95, back to Trigema. And then the Continentale, Otello, Arcor, Deutsche Bahn, Bet at Home, and then Teddy, and now nothing.
Yeah. Für Paulina.
Which is the best, of course.
Yes, through Paulina. Yeah.
Through Paulina. You got to remember that one.
But
yeah, that one was good as well, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, do you guys know anything? Like, do we know if they will spend the entire season without a sponsor?
No.
Is it confirmed?
Fred said that by the end, by the winter, we should have one. However, it looks like we were a little bit too aspiring at, because they said they wanted to get at least double, and I think we were at 7 million from Teddy. They said they wanted to look for somebody that will give us around 14. However, it looks like that number is getting smaller and smaller and smaller, as maybe they went if you listen to some of the German podcast with one of the correspondents that is a blogger or a writer, I think Mark Schwitzky, he has talked about this, and what he said sounded extremely sad and typical Hertha, that we have some agency that's looking for a sponsor for us. They have no idea who we had in the past. And like the Trigema one, we actually fell out with that guy. And this agent went to Trigema, was like, hey, would you like to be a Hertha sponsor? And he's like looking at them in like, excuse me? Like what? And then they have like, you could be, they have a presentation where they're showing, you know, the jersey from Real Madrid, from PSG, AC Milan, and then Rekic wearing a Hertha jersey. Like, you could be one of the great, you know, like, oh my God, like, I hope it's not true, but it just sounds so embarrassing.
It wouldn't surprise me at all if it was true. It would be so Hertha to do something like that. Jesus.
Yeah.
Unreal. All right, so, two bonus questions. Who was the sleeve sponsor last season and this season as
Hyundai.
Well, I think?
Hyundai,
yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay, Hyundai. And last bonus question, who was Wolfsburg's, I'll get it right at some point, manager when they won the league in 2009?
Magath.
Yes, ma'am, the infamous.
Yes, well done. So that's two extra points for you guys.
Yeah.
So... what do you got out? I think the total was out of 40.
What was number 20 worth? Did we get one for each sponsor, or do we have to get all?
No, one for each sponsor for a maximum of six.
Okay.
And the names, name that player at the very end, was 2 points each.
All right, I got 22.
Nice.
And that's Johannes for the record, because y'all can't see me. And I'm probably in last place, even though the others.
I got 19.
You have 22 with the bonus?
Yep.
Like with the extra points? Okay.
Yep.
I have 21. Oh, I should have gotten one of the players.
Oh, jeez. My God. 21. That was good. Ed, how many you got?
19.
Oh, that was
Yeah. By unanimous decision, the
first time. Exactly, first timer.
Congrats!
Well, I'll do a YouTube video of me celebrating with my non-existent trophy.
please. We are looking forward to that. All right. So I don't know if you guys want to talk about transfers or whatever else, or if you want to call it a day. Or
I unfortunately would love to talk with y'all on politics a little bit about Hertha, the outlook of the season and everything, but I have a hard stop as we are all we're in a different time zone, and here we are still in full swing of the workday.
Well, I mean, you and I are on the same time zone, actually. Yeah, I'm in Quebec, so it's Eastern.
Yeah, I am too.
Yes.
But I took today.
Look at that.
So
I'm the odd one out.
Yeah, exactly.
Only one in Berlin, actually.
So we're going to rephrase that. We're going to rewind and be like, we can't because Maria has to go to bed.
Yep. 7:30, my bedtime.
Hey, I have two kids, and trust me, I wish I could go to bed at that time. But
it's my son's 9:30.
Sorry, Ed. What was that? Your son?
He goes to bed at 7:30.
Really?
Yep.
Whatever book you're reading that puts you that gets you to do that, pass it along, because we have 8 o'clock, and that sometimes is a struggle. But then we don't get up that early. We're up by 6 o'clock in the morning. So
that's okay.
Oh my god, not that early. 6 o'clock in the morning. It's in the middle of the night.
But you don't have a choice because the kids are up.
So. Yeah, I know. That's why I won't have kids.
don't say that.
I couldn't do that. Well, many other reasons as well, of course.
Well, one kid
but it's
is
a
not
different
bad.
Different topic.
Ed, one kid is not bad when you have two, and I have a 2.5-year-old and a 4-month-old, and now that is weird. Just everything is just a haze. Ever since that baby was born, everything is just a haze. I get up and work and drop them off and go to sleep, and I don't know if it's weekend or if it's work day. It's just all the same.
And you have a dog as well.
Sounds horrible.
Nice. Yeah. He keeps me sane.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want, Selecta, we can do have another conversation about transfers and how well or how badly the season is going. We can do that, Ed, as well. If you want to join in, that would be awesome. So maybe I don't know. Let's talk about that
offline. Yeah,
okay, we can do that.
Wonderful.
All right, so
great.
I'm going to try and edit this so that can be okay to listen to. We had a few technical glitches. Sorry about that, dear listeners or listener by now. Thank you to all of you for joining in tonight. I appreciate it. I hope you guys had fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you for creating the quiz and hosting.
Yeah,
thank always you so much for having us. It is always a good day when you get to talk some Hertha.
Yes.
I agree with that. And I don't know, I'm going to try and work on another quiz, maybe a mid-season quiz or something. I'll see what I can do, and I'll keep you posted. And of course, all of you would be more than welcome to take part in the next one.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a question for the next one.
Thank you.
Do something like, what did Bruno Labbadia say in the press conference after losing 5-4 to Braunschweig?
Oh, I think I blocked that out of my memory.
I don't even remember that game. It's gone. All I remember is tears and cold showers.
All right. So thanks, guys. Thanks again.
Yeah, thanks again.
And see you on the next one.
Yeah, have a good rest of your day.
Till then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.